A self-driving shuttle bus in Las Vegas operated for almost 2 whole hours before being involved in a minor accident. Are self-driving vehicles really the safest option? Yes, they are. I'm Jonathan Strickland, and this is Tech Stuff Daily. Let's cover the news first. A French company called Navya developed an autonomous electric vehicle designed to travel along predetermined routes. The city of Las Vegas had such a shuttle to carry passengers around the Fremont East District. The shuttle itself has a very modest route at just over a half mile. It's really just a convenience vehicle. In early November 2017, after being in operation for about 2 hours, one such shuttle collided with a truck. Or rather, it's more appropriate to say a human-operated truck backed into the shuttle. According to a AAA representative, the accident was due to human error, not the shuttle. AAA, by the way, is a sponsor of this driverless shuttle pilot program. A representative of the city of Las Vegas gave a bit more information on the official Tumblr page for the Las Vegas city government. It read, "The shuttle did what it was supposed to do, in that its sensors registered the truck and the shuttle stopped to avoid the accident. Unfortunately, the delivery truck did not stop and grazed the front fender of the shuttle." While the headlines may make it sound like driverless vehicles are unreliable and unsafe, a closer look at stories shows that that's not really the case. Google's self-driving vehicles have been in operation for a few years, running tests quietly in Northern California. And while the cars have been involved in several incidents, nearly all of those were due to human error. In some cases, the Google vehicle was in manual operation mode at the time, meaning a human driver was at the controls and made a mistake, resulting in an accident. In other cases, drivers of other vehicles failed to follow the rules of the road and caused an accident. In fact, before Google spun out its self-driving car division into a new company called Waymo, the list of incidents only contained one case in which the company determined the self-driving system was at fault. In that incident, a Google car was navigating a street in Mountain View, California, and approaching an intersection. The car sensed an obstacle in the road. It was a pile of sandbags around a storm drain. The car moved slightly out of its own lane to pass the obstacle, then attempted to get back into the lane it was supposed to be in. The only problem was that a bus was approaching from behind and started to fill that space. The self-driving car's AI assumed the bus driver would slow or yield to the self-driving vehicle, and it began to merge back into its lane. Then the self-driving car learned the valuable lesson that two objects cannot coexist in the same physical space at the same time. There was a low-speed collision. Google admitted the car was at fault for making a baseless assumption that the human driver would yield. And yes, the apology did sound a bit like Google was throwing a little shade at the bus driver, but only a little. If you look at statistics, self-driving cars are extremely safe, particularly if you're looking only for the times they are at fault in an accident. Google's cars have driven more than 2 million miles on streets in the United States with only one at-fault accident. That's significantly lower than for human drivers. New drivers are 40 times more likely to get into an accident than a self-driving vehicle is. However, self-driving cars do tend to get into accidents caused by human drivers at a rate higher than you'd see in an experienced human driver. Self-driving cars might be a bit too polite and safe, avoiding aggressive tactics that can sometimes prevent an accident. Maybe self-driving cars place more faith in humans to do the right thing when they drive. Foolish robots. That'll be their downfall. To be serious for a moment, self-driving cars have the potential to make an enormous positive impact. For the year 2016 in the United States, the National Safety Council estimated that 40,000 people died in motor vehicle crashes. From a statistical standpoint, self-driving cars have the potential to prevent thousands of deaths every year. On a lesser note, they could also reduce property damage incidents and reduce strain placed on emergency rooms and first responders. They could also help alleviate traffic snarls and reduce commute times in dense cities. While several companies, including Waymo, are aggressive in getting self-driving cars out on the streets in more real-world scenarios, we also have to face some facts. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration recognizes 6 levels of autonomy, from 0 to 5. At 0, you have a car that is completely human-operated. Levels 1 and 2 cover driver assist systems, in which an automated feature might kick into gear when needed, but the car is still largely under the control of a human driver. A level 3 system is largely automated, but can allow for a human to take control in a safety-critical situation. This one is tricky because handing off the control of a vehicle isn't easy to do in a seamless way. It's sort of like having a passenger reach over and grab the steering wheel to yank it to the side in order to avoid a crash. The passenger and driver might find themselves struggling against each other for a moment. Level 4 is a fully autonomous vehicle that can operate in an operational design domain, or ODD. That means the vehicle has restrictions on where it goes and under what conditions it operates. This is the level the shuttle bus I mentioned at the top of the show is supposed to inhabit. The vehicle should be capable of handling all situations that fall inside that ODD. You could argue the shuttle failed to do this and that it didn't find some means of preventing the fender bender, though without all the details, that's hard to say. Level 5 is a fully autonomous system that can work under any driving scenario. That would be a car that could adapt to conditions the way human drivers can, no matter weather, traffic, or road conditions. Most experts in the field say we are still a far way away from this, as teaching machines how to recognize a threat versus something that is ultimately harmless is tricky. Humans can extrapolate based upon experience. Machines have trouble with that. All that being said, I'd still hop into a self-driving shuttle without hesitation, assuming I was confident in the abilities of the company that made the sensors and software. I, for one, welcome our robot chauffeur overlords. To learn more about autonomous vehicles and all other things tech-related, subscribe to the Tech Stuff Podcast. It's robot-approved. I'll see you again soon.